The Inner Cry, Part 7. There is something that can never be old, and that is my heart's inner cry. Sri Chinmoy. As you cannot remain alive with yesterday's food, even so, today you cannot remain spiritually alive with yesterday's inner cry. Sri Chinmoy. Our inner cry impels us always forward, inward, and upward. The moment our inner cry recedes, our progress stalls, and we start to fall backwards, slide outwards, slip downwards. Our inner cry envelops us with energy and dynamism. When it ceases, we lapse into lethargy and stagnation. That is why our inner cry has to be new, refreshed at every moment, or it loses impetus, tires, becomes a whimper, and accepts defeat. Like a fire that has to be continually stoked, to remain alive and effective, our inner cry requires our constant attention, concern, and vigilance. It thrives and flourishes when it is loved, treasured, and appreciated. Just as our heart's inner cry can never be old, so the radiance of its constant yearning keeps us ever young and childlike. Focused always on our expansion, purity, and progress, our inner cry keeps our consciousness fresh and youthful, our most effective anti-aging agent. Like a self-charging battery, the more we engage our inner cry, the more it energizes us with purity, clarity, inspiration, and purpose. Our heart's inner cry is the current of our spiritual life river. As long as the current is surging, the river is perpetually renewing itself. And like the current, which seems to propel the river forwards, yet is actually following gravity's call, beckoning the river towards the ocean, so is the architect and origin of our inner cry not our own heart, but our own eternity's source. We are the children of our inner cry. Our inner cry, the voice of our child pure heart sky.